بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث القمة رضي الله عنه في حقيقة الإيمان والدعوة إلى الإيمان والفرائد. وأخرج الحاكم أن القمة بن الحارث رضي الله عنه يقول: قدمت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا سابع سبعة من قومي، فسلمنا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرد علينا، فكلمناه فأعجبه كلامنا وقال: ما أنتم؟ كنا مؤمنون. قال: لكل قول حقيقة، فما حقيقة إيمانكم؟ كنا خمس أشرة خصلة، خمس أمرتنا بها، وخمس أمرتنا بها رسلك، وخمس تخلقنا بها في الجاهلية، ونحن عليها إلى الآن إلا أن تنهانا يا رسول الله. قال: ومن الخمس التي أمرتكم بها؟ قلنا: أمرتنا أن نؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله والقدر خيره وشره. قال: وما الخمس التي أمرتكم بها رسلي؟ قلنا: أمرتنا رسلك أن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأنك عبده ورسوله، وتقيم الصلاة المكتوبة، وتؤدي الزكاة المفروضة، وتصوم شهر رمضان، ونحن وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا، إن استطعنا إليه سبيل. قال: وما الخصال التي تخلقتم بها في الجاهلية؟ قلنا: الشكر عند الرخاء، والصبر عند البلاء، والصدق في مواطن اللقاء، والرضا بمر القضاء، وترك الشماتة بالمصيبة إذا حلت بالأعداء. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فقهاء أدباء كادوا أن يكونوا أنبياء من خصال ما أشرفها. وتبسم إلينا ثم قال: ونأوصيكم بخمس خصال ليكمل الله لكم الخصال الخير: لا تجمعوا ما لا تأكلون، ولا تبنوا ما لا تسكنون، ولا تنافسوا فيما غدا أنه تزولون، واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون وعليه تقدمون، وارغبوا فيما إليه تصيرون وفيه تخلدون. كذا في الكنز. So this is the incident of Alqama radiallahu anhu, and with regards to the reality of Iman and in the invitation to Iman. So Alqama bin Haris radiallahu anhu reached that he was one of the seven people who came with his people. There was a group of seven of them, and they came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فسلمنا على رسول الله, they made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salam returned the salam, and they spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their speech impressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi alayhi salam asked them, who are you? They said, we are mu'mins. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, لكل قول حقيقة فما حقيقة إيمانكم. You have made a claim that you are mu'min, you have iman. So every statement has a reality. What is this, the proof of your statement, of your iman? So they replied that we have 15 qualities. 5 which you have commanded us with, 5 which your messengers have commanded us with, and 5 which we inculcated from the time of Jahiliyyah, from the time of ignorance, and we are still practicing upon these 5 qualities, except that if you stop us and prohibit us from practicing upon it, then we will refrain and stop. Nabi alayhi salam asked them, what are the 5 things that I commanded you with? They said, if you have commanded us that we must believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and predestination, good and bad, is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are the 5 things that the messengers commanded you with? They replied that your messengers commanded us that we must believe that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and that He has no partner, and verily that you are His messenger and you are His servant. And that they commanded us to establish salah, the compulsory salah, and to pay our obligatory zakah, and to fast in the month of Ramadan, and to make Hajj of the Baytullah if we have the ability to do so. Then the question, Nabi alayhi salam asked, what are the 5 things that you inculcated from the times of Jahiliyyah, the 5 qualities that you inculcated from the times of Jahiliyyah? They said, Ash-shukru inda ar-rakha, gratitude in the time of good times, when things are good, to make shukr to Allah, to thank Allah. Was-sabru inda al-bala, and to exercise patience at the time of difficulty. وَالصِّدْقُ فِي مَوَاطِنِ الْلِقَاءِ, and to remain steadfast when meeting the enemy. وَالرِّضَى بِمُرِّ الْقَضَاءِ, and to be always happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to leave out expressing joy when a calamity has to afflict an enemy. Nabi Sallallahu got very, very happy with this answer of theirs. He said, Fuqaha udaba kadu iyakunu anbiya. That you are such people, you have a great understanding, you are very eloquent, and it's very close that you will be from amongst the anbiya due to these qualities. And how noble are these qualities. Then Rasulullah smiled at them and he said, I will command you, I will advise you with five more qualities to complete these good qualities of good that you have. La tajma'u ma la ta'akulun. Do not gather a mess in that which you will not be able to consume and eat. Wa la tabnu ma la taskunun. Do not build that which you cannot live in. Wa la tanafasu fima ghadan anhu tazulun. And do not compete in that which you shall leave behind tomorrow. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alladhi ilayhi tuhsharun wa alayhi taqdamun. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will be gathered before Him and you are advancing towards Him. وَارْغَبُوا فِيمَا إِلَيْهِ تَسْكُنُونَ وَارْغَبُوا فِيمَا إِلَيْهِ تَصِيرُونَ وَفِيهِ تَخْلُدُونَ. And desire that which you are heading towards and that which will remain is forever. So we see from here, this is with regards to the iman of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. And iman has a direct link on amal. If effort is made on iman, automatically there will be an increase in amal. If there is an increase in amal, then accordingly Allah Ta'ala will send ahwal. And if the amal are right, Allah Ta'ala will send out good conditions. As mentioned, a'malukum ummalukum. That if your actions are right, then you will have good leaders. Your actions are your leaders. So we see that if a person is doing the effort and there's no increase in amal, that means there's no desire now for him to read, make tilawat of Quran. There's no desire for him to make the dhikr of Allah. There's no desire for him to wake up for tahajjud. So that means something is not right. The equation is not adding up. So when iman increases, effort is made on iman, then automatically amal will increase. Because Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran. Maybe Allah speaks of iman. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Many, many verses. Allah speaks of iman, and Allah Ta'ala speaks of iman, and then Allah speaks of amal الصَّالِحَاتِ. And today it's a simple formula. That effort on iman, Allah will give good amal. Good amal, good ahwal. And Allah also, we want to become the leaders also, Allah is promising this also in this. وَعَدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَوْدِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That if you bring iman, and you do good amal, then Allah will make you the viziers of the earth. So this is the formula and the solution. We see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most perfect in all his actions. Allah blessed him on a very high level. And we have to embrace and accept without any doubt and any reservation that the only way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the only teachings are the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best well-wisher. Three people might advise you, but they have ulterior motives. Nabi alayhi salam had no ulterior motives. His concern was only our well-being. So we have to embrace and listen and try and follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to benefit. So Rasulullah once advised, and he explained, now explaining to you, we all are speaking about the problems. This is happening here, this is happening there. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see how perfect he was. He gave the solution before he gave the problem. He gave the solution before he gave the problem. He said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُذْلِمِ يُسْبِهُ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. Hasten to do good deeds because such fitnas and trials are going to come. So he's giving us a solution: do good deeds while such fitnas are going to come. كَكِتَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُسْلِمِ, like the portion of a dark night. When a night is pitch black, it's dark, a person can't differentiate what is right, what is wrong. So the only thing that will give you light is your amal. If you do amal, now you'll see what is right and what is wrong. So then Nabi said, what's going to happen? يُسْبِهُ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A man will have iman in the morning. In the evening he loses iman. He'll have iman in the evening, but in the morning he loses iman. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِأَعْرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his deen in exchange of a few rands, a meager price of this dunya. So here Rasulullah is advising us, compete to do good amal. So we understand the perfection of iman, that Nabi was always concerned. In another hadith, also in the link to this, Rasulullah asked Haris ibn Malik radiallahu, كيف أصبحت? How did you wake up? So he said, I woke up with true iman. Now look at his reply now. I'm showing you that we heard this hadith many times before, but the link now between iman and amal. So when he said, I woke up with true iman, same question was posed, what is your proof? He said, Azabat nafsi min ad-dunya. His first answer, I don't have no love for dunya. He said, I spend my day fasting, I spend my night in the ibadat of Allah. I'm showing you a link of iman and amal. So when he said he got true iman, how he supported it? With his amal. He said, I have no love for dunya. I can see the people of Jannat enjoying the comforts of Jannat. I can see the people of Jahannam enjoying the comforts of Jahannam. I will be suffering in Jahannam. Nabi Sallam got very, very happy with his answer. He said, Arafta fazam, you have recognized, now remain steadfast. So now in iman, then he made it. Now, because now he had reached perfection of iman. So now he makes a dua to Allah. He said, O Nabi of Allah, make this dua for me. What dua he requests? O Nabi of Allah, make dua that Allah must grant me shahadat in your path. Allah must grant me martyrdom. Because now his desire was to give his life for Allah. Because now he's perfected his iman. So this is when a person now will desire, Ya Allah, you gave me life. And if you analyze the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that you say, I was making talim, where Nabi Sallam speaks of Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu. Now what dua he makes? Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli. Ya Allah, I want to go give my life. The excuse is that you are lame. You are excused. His wife is also giving him targhib. Go and give your life. So she wants to be honored to be the wife of a martyr. But understand, Sahaba had this desire in their heart, the pain in their heart, that Allah gave me this life. I want to give my life on Allah's deen. So we also have to know, that's why this effort is such. They're asking for 4 months and 40 days. The object is not 4 months and 40 days. The object must be the desire in your heart that Allah must accept my life. Allah must accept my life. Remember, let's come back to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see now, these qualities which they had in the time of Jahiliyyah, inculcated, this is ashukru inda ar-rakha. They had gratitude at the time of, when any good condition comes, make shukr. Wasabru inda al-bala. And to exercise patience at the time of difficulty. So you see that this is also a sign of iman. That the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajabal li amri al-mu'min. Very strange is the affair of the believer. That if good condition comes, he makes shukr. If difficult condition comes, he makes sabr. And in both he is rewarded. So there's no depression, there's no sadness for a mu'min. In every condition, he understands it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is happy with the decision of Allah. And also mentioned over here that وَالْرِضَى بِمُرِّ الْقَضَى. And that they'll be happy with the decision of whatever Allah decides. We are happy with Allah's decision. Once more, Ashraf Itam rahmatullah was asked, is there any quality greater than ikhlas? Is there any quality? Ikhlas is such a great quality, a person can give. He can become, he can give his life also. But if he did it for name and fame, no reward. A person can give millions in charity. He can be very generous, but if he did it for name and fame, no reward. A person can become a great scholar, but then he teaches deen. But if he did it for name and fame, no reward. So ikhlas is such an important ingredient. So more thought, and in my opinion, greater than ikhlas is the ridha bil qada. That to be happy with Allah, whatever Allah decides for me, I got no complaint against. I'm just a servant, I'm a slave. Allah has decided this, I'm happy with Allah's decision. Now when this Nabi Sallam was very happy with these qualities, he said, Fuqaha udaba kadu ayyakunu anbiya. That you have understood. You have great understanding, you are very eloquent. He's very close that you got qualities of anbiya. He's close that you have become anbiya. But then Nabi Sallam was teaching us another lesson. That when it comes to deen, there's no contentment. When it comes to dunya, there's contentment. That you should be happy with what Allah has given you when it comes to dunya. But now Nabi Sallam, he praised them. But he said, let me give you 5 more qualities. If you embrace and if you practice upon these qualities, then you'll complete all your good qualities. Now look at this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the best teacher, the greatest spiritual doctor. He's giving in these 5 advices. I just made a small summary of it. The 3 are our sicknesses. And 2 are the prescriptions of these sicknesses. So he said, لَا تَجْمَعُوا مَا لَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Do not gather that which you will not be able to eat. See, today we are worried from morning till evening, 8 till late, 7 till 11, day and night, how we can amass and increase our empire. So this is our main concern. This is not the concern of a Muslim, this is the concern of a kafir. This is their concern. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا تجمعوا ما لا تأكلون. Do not amass that which you will not be able to eat. Another hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألها. That which is a little, مَا قَلَّ and it is sufficient. It's better than that which is a lot. But it occupies you. It consumes you. All the time, your time is being.
So that is, so better to have less, but you are not occupied all the time when amassing and increasing. So here then the second advice is that the second sickness, and we see that حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأَسُ كُلِّ قَطِيَةٍ. The love of dunya, this is the biggest, this is the root of all problems. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sahaba once said, a time will come that the kuffar will eat you up like how a person eats up a morsel of food on the dastarkhan. Sahaba asked, at that time will be a little in number, a lot. He said, you'll be a lot in number. Sahaba couldn't understand that we saw victory with less. How will be a lot and we're going to lose? So he said, we're going to still have a sickness, al-wahn. So I said, mal wahnu ya Rasulullah, what is the sickness? He said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمُوتِ. Love for dunya and hate to die. So, لا تَجْمَعُوا مَا لَا تَأْكُلُونَ linked, love for dunya. Do not build that which you will not be able to reside in. And the third says, لا تَنَافَسُوا, do not compete in that which you're going to leave behind. So today we are just concerned. We have the problem today, we made our need our object. Clothing is a need, food is a need, conveyance is a need, shelter is a need. So we made these needs our object. How we can wear the best, how we can eat the best, how we can drive the best, I must live in the best. So in this old workers' law, they mentioned to us, dunya kaam ki jagah hai. Dunya mein kaam, kaam, kaam. Akhirat mein, qabar mein aaram, aaram, aaram. Dunya is a place of toiling. Toiling for akhirat. Not toiling for dunya. And qabar is a place of aaram. And jannat is a place where a person will fulfill his all his khayishat, all his desires will fulfill it. He'll wear the best, he'll live in the best, he'll eat the best. Such food that every morsel is more enjoyable than the previous morsel. This is jannat. Such palaces, one brick of gold, one brick of silver. So Allah has kept this khayishat pura karne ki jaakai, is akhirat. Then Nabi Sallallahu explains to us now. And he tells us now, this is your sickness. Now he's giving us a prescription for what is this remedy for the sickness. He says now, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Fear that being, that tomorrow you have to stand before him. وَعَلِيهِ تَقْدَمُونَ, and you're advancing towards him. And this is, so you have inculcate in your life the quality of taqwa. If you read the Quran, in men this, the command of taqwa is the most repeated command. Some ayat, twice Allah mentions the word. So let us read the Quran and understand. So we have to embrace this quality of taqwa. This is hudal lil muttaqin. Quran is hidayat for the muttaqin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, those who believe in the unseen. So this quality of taqwa, we have to inculcate it. Then we'll get the benefit of this Quran. Then Allah says also this, then the advice of Rasulullah, warghabu fi ma ilayhi tasirun wa fihi taqludun. And have desire for what? Desire for akhirat. Desire for warghabu, what you're moving towards. And you'll remain there forever. See, the Ummah has made three mistakes. We have forgotten Jannah is our abode. Second mistake, we have forgotten that we have put our hands on the kafir, on the Jannah of the kafir. Dunya sijnul mu'min wa Jannah. This dunya is not our Jannah. This is the Jannah of the kafir. So we have become so engrossed, so consumed. Morning till evening, we are worried about amassing dunya. So we are now, our time is going in this. This is our second mistake. So we put our hand on the Jannah of the kafir. That is where they have become our enemies. And the third mistake we made, we forgot that Allah Ta'ala sent us to take the whole of mankind to Jannah. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that you have been sent to take the whole of mankind to Jannah. So this effort of tabligh is such a mubarak effort. That you see Allah Ta'ala inspired the heart of Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that you see that the sixth quality that the Ummah has to understand, this health, wealth and time is not ours, but this is an amanat. As Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib emphasized also, this is an amanat. On the day of Qiyamah, you're going to be answerable to how do you use this amanat. The dua of Ibrahim Sahib, many times he says, Allah, ummat ki salayat deen pe laga de. Allah, that the salayat and all the abilities and capabilities we have blessed the ummat, Allah, use it. Make the ummat understand how they can use it for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, we have to put ourselves forward and make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, that you gave me the short life. How can I read the life of Sahaba, analyze how they lived their life, what was their goals, what was their targets. And try and live as close. Because Allah is saying, if you bring iman like how Sahaba brought iman, then you're going to become successful. So let us take lesson from this, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The object is now, the solution, and the one last point, the elders were emphasizing now. So the solution is what now? That we're saying that every bali male must be linked to the effort of the masjid. And every masturat must be linked to the weekly masturat talim. This is the solution. When there was a Moinam Rasul Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in 5 Amal ke andar, Ummat ki hidayat chupi hui hai. That in these 5 Amal, the Masjid Amal, Allah Ta'ala has hidden the hidayat of the whole of mankind. So it is a simple Amal. But now we just, one Kalguzar, I'll give you, we came back now from when in Jamaat, before the Ulu Kazur, so we took some of our youngsters over, you know, our madrasa students. So while we were driving, so children who came to the maktab, to our maktab, so I'm asking them in the car, like again there's some targheeb now of the benefits of coming out. So I'm asking them, what's the greatest gift Allah gave you? So one boy replied, life. Another boy said, eyes. Third boy told me, tongue. So Dr. Salah, why are you saying tongue? What? When you're enjoying food so much, you're saying tongue. So he said, no, Allah gave me a tongue to make his zikr. So his reason was good, but not one of them said iman. Not one of them said iman. So this effort is the effort of iman. This effort is the effort of iman. So the effort, the jamaat will come to an area, they'll create talab. The child will go to a madrasa. A child may go for madrasa or go for adult classes. But the sustaining of the iman and the maintaining of the iman is only in the effort of iman, in the effort of the masjid. So we have to understand how we can link ourselves to the masjid and link ourselves to the amal of the masjid. When we link ourselves to the amal of the masjid, inshallah, this is the solution to all our problems. By this now, the Kalbuzari came now, this the brother came back from Palestine now. So he's saying that if you go for Fajr namaz, so the gate there, the one brother said, I went to the first gate, they never allow me. Second gate, never allow me. Third gate. So he went back to the first one. While he was sitting, you see, for Fajr namaz, they don't want you to read Fajr namaz. This is Yahud, they don't want you to read Fajr namaz. And the words of, they have studied the hadith, Man salla salata subhi fa wa fi zimmatillah. The person who performs his Fajr salah, he is in the protection of Allah. And the second Prime Minister of Israel, he said that I don't fear the Muslims. The day I will fear the Muslims is when the Jummah crowd and the Fajr crowd is the same. So this should be our target, that how we can establish our masjid. Every Bali male must be linked to the amal of the masjid, and every Bali male must perform his five times salah in the masjid. So when this will be done, then Allah Ta'ala's unseen help will come. As we said, amalukum umalukum. We will make this effort, our amal will be right, Allah Ta'ala's unseen help will come, and Allah Ta'ala will then give us victory. All ready, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن عمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير الضالين ولا مدلين اللهم اغفر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وباركنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثلين بها قابليها واتمها علينا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير الضالين ولا مدلين اللهم أحيي الدين كله في العالم كله وجعلنا السبب لذلك وصلى الله على خير خلقك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمته.